If thou must love me, let it be for naught except for love's sake only. Do not say I love her for her smile, her look, her way of speaking gently, for a trick of thought that falls in well with mine, and certes brought a sense of pleasant ease on such a day. For these things in themselves, beloved, may be changed, or change for thee, and love so wrought may be unwrought so. Neither love me for thine own dear pity's wiping my cheeks dry. A creature might forget to weep, who bore thy comfort long, and lose thy love thereby. But love me for love's sake, that evermore thou mayest love on through love's eternity. This is Kim Hunter speaking. You are listening to Words with Music. I have just read for you one of the sonnets from the Portuguese by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. I would like to read you some more of my favorite poetry, and I hope you'll like them. As night drew on, and from the crest of wooded knolls that ridged the west, the sun, a snow-blown traveler, sank from sight beneath the smothering bank. We piled with care our nightly stack of wood against the chimney back. The oaken log, green, huge, and thick, and on its top the stout backstick, the knotty forestick laid apart, and filled between with curious art the ragged brush. Then, hovering near, we watched the first red blaze appear, heard the sharp crackle, caught the gleam of on whitewashed walls and sagging beam, until the old, rude, furnished room burst flower-like into rosy bloom, while radiant with the mimic flame outside the sparkling drift became. And through the bare-boughed lilac tree, our own warm hearth seemed blazing free. The crane and pendant trembled showed. The Turk's head on the andirons glowed. While childish fancy, prompt to tell the meaning of the miracle, whispered the old rhyme, "Under the tree, when fire outdoors burns merrily, there witches are making tea." The moon, above the eastern wood shone at its full. The hill range stood transfigured in the silver flood, its blown snows flashing cold and keen, dead white, save where some sharp ravine took shadow, or the somber green of hemlocks turned to pitchy black against the whiteness at their back. For such a world and such a night, most fitting that unwarming light, which only seemed where it fell to make the coldness visible. The winds begin to rise and roar from yonder dropping day. The last red leaf is whirled away. The rooks have blown about the skies. The forest cracked, the waters curled, the cattle huddled on the lee, and wildly dashed on tower and tree the sunbeam strikes along the world. And but for fancies, whichever that all thy motions gently pass athwart a plane of molten glass, I scarce could brook the strain and stir that makes the barren branches loud. And but for fear it is not so, the wild unrest that lives in woe would dote and pour on yonder cloud that rises upward, always higher, and onward drags a laboring breast, and topples round the dreary west, a looming bastion fringed with fire.
Thank you.
When trouble drives me into rhyme, which is two-thirds of all the time, what a peace a thought like this can give. Great is the age in which we live. My heart is heavy, but I know they're working on the radio. That letters by aerial post go every day from coast to coast. I may be sunk beyond repair, drunk less on liquor than despair. And yet my heart leaps up when I behold sweet caporal in the sky. Though winter bear my solitude, though heartbreak in its branches brood, I know that future wars will be fought by super chemistry. And therefore, loneliness and loss are but a mask for applesauce. For I am lord of life and death, who flaunt this flaming shibboleth. No matter what tomorrow brings, inventors are inventing things. Been listening to Words with Music. Poems were by Elizabeth Barrett Browning, John Greenleaf Whittier, Lord Tennyson, and Samuel Hoffenstein. Music was played by Milton Charles at the organ. This is Kim Hunter sending best wishes your way. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.